Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you realize, ladies, that we are about to start another hour of powerful conversation here on the DJV program? Do you realize that, Jennifer? Do you know why you're here? Do you get it?
I'm excited. Yeah. Huh? Big stuff.
There's Jay. She's all excited about it.
All Jay Kirshner
and Jennifer Horner here. Victoria is off in this hour of our program, which is aimed in part of righting the ship that was wronged. Fixing the problems that are broken. Isn't that the definition of a problem? Something is broken, right? And so, is that what you agree? That's something that...
Yeah. Sometimes self-created, sometimes naturally created.
Right, exactly. All right. So, the situation in Ukraine and the president talking about what to do with Putin, I'm on this one. I have no problem with Biden expressing his outrage about Putin. I think everybody should be expressing their outrage no matter who they are, where they are, what their situation. So Biden just put words, whether the words are accepted. Well, I don't really give a rat's behind about what Vladimir Putin thinks about what Biden thinks. It doesn't make any difference. When Biden says that Putin cannot remain in power, that is the way it ought to be. And the fact that it didn't reflect U.S. policy is probably the biggest problem I have with this. What about you?
Well, I think the problem is that the president's own team is marching him back. So the president said what he said on Saturday, which is something he added in. It was unclear whether he added it in or if it was part of the speech, but he added it in himself. He admitted it when he said that Putin has to go. That was a moment
that was admitted. Glad he said it.
Well, the problem is that the next day, the Secretary of State says, nope, that's not it. That's not what we want. That's not what he meant. That's not anything. And they start walking him back. And then I think they put him in a situation yesterday that was pretty bad because he was announcing his tax plan. And they allowed him to take questions. And, of course, all the questions were about whether or not he wanted regime change.
Yeah.
And so he said that and then he spent the entire time walking back what he said, saying that it wasn't a walk back, but that he was just morally outraged at Putin. Well, yes, we all are, but it matters when we all agree with what Joe Biden said. Putin can't stay in power, but he's doing things that are atrocious right now in Ukraine.
So why would anybody want to walk that back? What's the point of walking that back?
Right, it's a really bad look, too.
Yeah, it makes us look confused on the world stage. It makes us look like who's really in charge? Is it Biden or is it Antony Blinken who was walking it back, the Secretary of State, the next day? It's like, this does not look great for the world stage. So the messaging on this is a bad one. Either Biden shouldn't add anything extra to his speech, or they should listen to him because he's the president of the United States. I mean, if there was such a
public split...
Between the Secretary of State and President Biden, he should fire Antony Blinken. He should get rid of him and say, no, I'm the president. This is what I said. Don't weaken me on the world stage and dump the guy. But instead, it's a battle for power. And it's very bizarre. And when you put him in a situation where he has to take these tough questions, it just doesn't look good to the rest of the world, I don't think.
Well, it doesn't look good. I'm tired of the politicians. These guys... whether they're diplomats or they say they're diplomats, they're politicians. They're hacksters, and they're in it for themselves for the most part. Look at all of the various things. Go back to the time of Henry Kissinger and how he turned his roles in government into a fortune for himself. All these guys, from the president on down, after they get out of office, turn their experiences into cash. And so for whatever the reason, there's always that in my mind, is that that secondary, what's the motive sort of thing? Power, control, what am I going to get out of it? So that's suspect as far as I'm concerned. I don't know that Joe Biden at his age is going to get as much out of being the ex-president as, let's say, Obama did. Or, Bush didn't have to because he had plenty of dough. and didn't really, hasn't really gone after the things that the Clintons did and the Obamas did in terms of not only recognition, but raw cash. They've got, both of them, hundreds of millions of dollars out of being the president. And if you look at all the other people that survived and stayed through to the end of whatever their terms were, they have made a lot of money, too. Look at all the politicians in Congress and the way they've invested their money. The whole thing is so damn corrupt. You know, we talk about the Russians and the China. Well, I don't know about China and corruption. Probably not. You're corrupt in China, they shoot you. And if you don't go along with what Putin wants, you get shot. So, you know, there's corruption. I guess that's human nature. And this, as far as I'm concerned, is just another extension of corruption. Biden said something that we all agree with. So let's leave it at that and move on to other things.
Move on. Like, if you don't want to dwell on it, I mean, they already backed off saying that they're not interested in regime change. They already, like, broke what he said.
Of course they are. You know, but that's just crap because, of course, they're interested in regime change.
Well, and look, I understand it from just tactically, like what we talked about yesterday. Tactically, you have to give someone like Vladimir Putin an actionable item because he's not going to take himself out of office. Of course, we all think regime change. But you have to give him something actionable to try to end this war because that's how he leads and that's how most people would lead, right? They're not interested in killing themselves. So, I mean, I understand from a tactical perspective why that was not a great idea to come directly from the president. Or maybe he could have put it differently, saying, gosh, I've seen in my heart all of this.
It's time to stop pussyfooting around.
I know.
If they have something on their minds, let them say it. As far as Putin is concerned.
But you can't have people step over you after you do something like that.
But you do. You do, and you have. And that's the way it is. You know, look at what we go back to whoever is in office. There's always a contradiction. Look at all the people that contradicted Trump, and they got fired, at least, for doing it.
Well, honestly, that's what I think should happen. If we're going to ride with Biden's, you know, what he said, I think he should probably do something or say something publicly to take his power back. Be like, Antony Blinken's not the president, I am, and I'm talking, you know, from my perspective, I think that would look a lot better, but we're not seeing
he's
that.
The president,
the one, he's
president.
The one that
that's my joke.
Back. Right.
So there are a lot of rumors floating around about Putin and his steroid use and abuse, and the wonder is from the medical community, I had no idea he took as many steroids as apparently he did, and I don't know why he took them, but he's taken them, and there are those who think that that is taking all the steroids that he did could be one of the reasons for him going off the deep end. There are a lot of different reasons.
I was going to say, so we're going to blame this on roid rage now?
Yeah.
Well,
there's a lot of rumors about his mental or physical health. I don't know. I take them all with a grain of salt. I think it's even more apt than anything to just think he's getting older and he's freaking out like a lot of men his age do and thinking he doesn't have
wait a minute. Hold on
much
a
time
second.
Left.
Look,
it happens
second,
to me, too. It happens to all of us.
Yeah. All right.
You know,
so
you realize
meantime,
your time is fleeting.
The Russians are up to their old tricks. Here is this. This is the simplistic side of all of their thinking. So, the peace negotiators suddenly got poisoned. And so, how did that happen? There was a Russian billionaire named Abramovich, and then there was he was working with the peace negotiators, I guess. But somebody, was it both of them that got poisoned or just the guys that were on the Ukrainian side? They got poisoned.
Well, it was the Russian oligarch, and it was at least two of the Ukrainian peacekeepers who got symptoms from a poisoning attack. And I guess both of them recovered, so that's good.
Right.
But it was in Kyiv, so who knows? I mean, there's so many stories running around. This one came from the Wall Street Journal, however, so that's got some teeth to it. And they say that it's not clear who was responsible for the attack, but the victims think it was hardliners out of Moscow trying to sabotage peace talks because they want to keep the war going.
Yeah, right. Okay. So there you go. Now, the Ukrainians, in the presence of Mr. Zelensky, say that they're looking for peace, quote, without delay, referring to the incident that happened and why did they get poisoned and afterwards. Okay, so how are the negotiations going? Because they've resumed now, given the fact
today.
That these guys are okay, they're resuming. They're in Turkey, I think, aren't they? Isn't that what they're doing?
Yeah, the poisoning happened outside of Kyiv, but the negotiations that are happening start up today, and they're in Istanbul, And I guess there is a lot of fighting that's going on. I guess they ramped up in honor of these talks, the fighting around Kyiv, Ukraine saying that they're counterattacking. But the next round of talks are right now happening as we speak. So we'll see if anything comes out of it. Zelensky said he's open to anything. He's open to the possibility of just being a neutral country, kind of like, you know, one of the Norwegian countries where they, Finland and what, Switzerland, that just stay out of everything. And he said he would be willing to do that, but the Ukrainian people would have to vote and approve that. He couldn't just do it unilaterally, so.
Mm-hmm. Just shoot them. Get rid of the problem. Okay, so one of the problems that we in America and everybody else in the world is facing is the gouging that is going on. You can, I was down in New Jersey over the weekend. Saturday I went to New Jersey and Sunday I went to Maine. And I saw such a dichotomy in the cost of gasoline. The cost in Maine was like $3.94. The cost down in New Jersey was 5.25. Some of them, you know, some of it was 4.15, but it was, some of it was up in the high fours, depending on what road you were on. And we know what's going on in California. So, and every time you go by a mobile station, it's always 10 to 20 to 30 cents more. ExxonMobil are the big gougers here. Without question, they are, and they always have been. You always go by a mobile station that's priced higher than any place else. So what are we doing about the oil prices? Well, three states have announced suspending their gas taxes to help the consumers in that state. Here in Massachusetts, where I am, nah, we didn't want to do that. In Connecticut, Governor Lamont signed a bill that suspends their gas tax from now till June 30th. Maryland and Georgia also have halted their state's gas taxes, and it was a bipartisan thing. When you look around, though, at the states that are most affected by the high gas prices, it's up in Montana and Idaho, Nevada. They're worse than California, even, when you look at the map. Alabama, I'm just looking at this this map that has sort of a color thing. The states that are least affected by this, interestingly enough, in terms of the gas taxes, 46 cents. This is very interesting. Montana has a 6-cent gas tax, Idaho a 5-cent gas tax, and New York 46 cents. 50 cents in New Jersey. Good God. 18 past the hour.
Okay, ladies, we all know one of the greatest feelings in the world when a friend says,
"Girl, those pants look amazing on you."
And I say, "Thanks. They're Skechers Go Walk Wear pants." And why do I always get compliments on these casual, athletic, stretchy pants? They're made with comfortable Go Flex fabric that has compression and hold. They have 4 pockets. Plus, they're machine washable and come in extended sizes. That's the Skechers Go Walk Wear line of pants. Find yours at Skechers.com, a Skechers store, and find retailers everywhere.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at Top.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do? If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain. And they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are, 23 after the hour on the DJV program. I suppose maybe what we all would expect is reality in terms of social media. What's trending is Will Smith's apologizing to Chris Rock. Let's dig into that after this.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
All right, part of the question I have here, Jay, is whether Will Smith was treated differently than anybody else who might have been in that same situation. My thinking is that, yes, he has been treated differently, even though the Oscars say that they're looking into it and what the consequences will be, et cetera, et cetera. So what's the whole story here?
Well, to answer your question, my opinion would be that anybody else who would have done it would have been escorted out of the Oscars promptly.
Yep, and he was charged. Not. Perhaps, yeah. Yeah.
Now, right. Will Smith did take to social media to publicly apologize to Chris Rock. This comes after...
Did he actually talk to him, though? Did he pick up the phone or go to his house?
Let me go into it. Yep. Okay. Talking about it right now. This comes after Sean Diddy Combs said both men already squashed their beef after the Oscars. So in the statement, he says that he just wanted to publicly apologize, let everybody else know that he was apologizing to Chris Rock. He also said that violence in all of its forms is poisonous and destructive.
He added that jokes at his expense, kind of justifying it in a way, which doesn't really make it right, but these are his words, jokes at my expense are a part of the joke, but a joke about Jada's medical condition was too much for me to bear, and I reacted emotionally. A source close to Chris Rock said that the comedian did not know about Jada Pinkett Smith's alopecia. And in the apology, Will Smith also continued that he would like to apologize to the Academy, the producers of the show, the attendees, everyone watching, the Williams family, the King Richard family, and regrets that his behavior stained what was otherwise a gorgeous journey. Now, the Academy has also released a statement that the actions of Mr. Smith, they've condemned them, totally inappropriate. They have launched a formal review into Will Smith's actions, and they'll explore further and also looking at what maybe proper consequences would be by their bylaws, standards of conduct, and California law. It's likely that Will Smith will be put on suspension from his Academy membership and likely face discipline, but it is unlikely that he will lose his Oscar for his Best Actor award.
Mm. But I felt badly for the Williams family sitting back in the corner not knowing what in the hell was going on.
Yeah,
very embarrassing.
And Richard Williams, the original King Richard, did come out and release a statement through his son that the family does not condone anyone hitting anyone else unless it is self-defense.
Yeah. Well, of course everybody's going to say that, and that's the appropriate response. But is that enough in terms of what the Oscars and the police ought to do? I think this thing is yet to play out. All right, that's the scoop on Will Smith, at least up to the moment. 28 after the hour, this is the DJV Show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Volkswagen commercial vehicles and Volkswagen passenger cars have premiered the all-new ID. Buzz and the ID. Buzz Cargo. The two new zero-emission vehicles transfer the design of an automobile icon, the T1 microbus, to an era of electric mobility. The design pays homage to the past, while the high-tech interior, progressive and sustainable crafted design features, and the EV technology marks it clearly as a vehicle of the future. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
How do you make the most of your mow? Tony and Melissa do it on a John Deere Z530M Z-Track mower.
Jump out of the house, a cup of coffee, and I'm at work.
Here, riding around, it's like going on a go-kart.
And for Rodney, he uses his John Deere X350 lawn tractor to turn his yard into
my happy place. It's a great place to do Tai Chi. I work on my mind, body, and well-being.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your mow. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukraine President Zelensky, via a translator, announces he wants a face-to-face meeting with Putin to sort out the war.
Security guarantees and neutrality, the nuclear-free status of our state. We are ready to go for it, he said. And he continued, this is the most important point for the Russian Federation, as far as I recall.
Teams from both countries are meeting in Turkey today with the hopes of reaching an agreement on peace. President Biden announced the largest tax hike in history as part of a $5.8 trillion budget request. The president made a renewed push on Monday for congressional Democrats to overhaul the nation's tax code and dramatically raise rates on corporations and ultra-wealthy Americans. The blueprint for federal spending in fiscal 2023 begins in October. Men's basketball Final Four is on Saturday in New Orleans, Louisiana. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The United Nations Chief Secretary General Antonio Guterres has launched an initiative to immediately explore a humanitarian ceasefire in Ukraine in order to allow the delivery of desperately needed aid and pave the way for serious political negotiations to end the month-long war. It should be noted the 193-member UN General Assembly has called for an immediate cessation of hostilities in Ukraine twice, on March 2nd and March 24th, without any positive results. Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, the Republican from New York on Newsmax last night, saying the scramble by Biden administration officials to clarify President Biden's recent remarks about the Russian invasion of Ukraine shows the existence of a shadow government running the country instead of Biden.
You know, when Putin was planning to invade months ago, troops were amassing on the Ukrainian border and he did nothing. We could have done something. He lifted the mandatory sanctions on building Nord Stream 2. He shut off our energy independence. And then we got to the gas just on a brief visit, a few day visit in Poland. Glad that he's putting the NATO allies together. It's something he has to do. But this was on the heels of another gaffastic Kamala Harris visit by the vice president, where she, you know, was turning it when they asked her about inflation, and she decided to turn that over to the Polish president instead of realizing that question was for her. So, you know, we have incompetence on almost every level here. And that's why you're seeing this so-called, as you refer to it, as the people behind the scenes. It looks like a shadow government of people that are actually running our government in Washington.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 34 after here on the... What is today? Tuesday? No.
Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday, right?
Yeah. Tuesday all day.
All day. It's the 29th of March. How do you do? It does seem like sometimes that one day just sort of rolls into another and then rolls into another, and we get into the three things. There's normally at least three or four things that are on the top of everybody's mind. Certainly Ukraine is there. Certainly Will Smith is there, and the situation with COVID still is there, staring us right between the eyes. I thought it was interesting that Shanghai started this lockdown. This is the biggest one since everything began a couple of years ago, and mass testing is going on. They've shut everything down, controlling this outbreak, because they have what they call a zero COVID strategy. And one wonders, you know, people are saying,
didn't
well,
we have that too? Zero strategy.
Yeah, right. The strategy was like a bouncing ball, a rubber ball. Remember the old song? No, you probably don't. Like a rubber ball, it comes bouncing back to you. So the Chinese say they first detected COVID in late 2019, which means they detected it a lot earlier than that. They confined 11 million people to their homes in 2020, and then millions have been kept in lockdown since then. What they don't tell you is how many people have died because of it, and they have nobody to blame but themselves. And then, you know, it goes on and on from there. Meanwhile, as I was talking with the ladies, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, well, Victoria's not here with us this hour, Jay Kirshner, about the cost of gasoline in the states around the country and where the biggest taxes are and, you know, what we're paying for gas. Apparently, the price has gone down a little bit in the last few days because, at least the theory is, that the lockdown has created a circumstance in China where nobody's going anywhere and they're not using any gas, so there's more gas on the world market, and thus the lockdown has affected the cost of gas. I don't know if I'm... Does that make sense? Are there that many people that are locked down, they would affect the use of gas by millions and millions of gallons?
Well, it was kind of interesting because I was listening to one of the talking heads yesterday say that gas prices are down and it's nothing for the doing of anything that's happened in our country or with oil around Europe. It's about COVID fears that apparently China is planning a lockdown of Shanghai, which raises concerns about the demand, the energy demand. And so U.S. crude tumbled 7%. Brent, I don't know who he is, but he lost 6.8% on news that Shanghai was going to be locked down. And that
That's Fred's brother-in-law.
Right, Fred's brother.
Yeah.
So, yeah, down 7% just about across the board. So we might feel that relief here because of the terrible nature of what's going on in Shanghai. Crude's at now about $105 a barrel, which is still way too high. It's 40% higher than it was last year.
It is. You know, the average price of a barrel of crude oil last year is about $60-$65 at this point in time. The effect of COVID on our living here in America reflected in almost every aspect of our lives, including this is the time of year when people start going to the Capitol because they love to see all the apple
blossoms,
the cherry blossoms, and whatever else is going on. So the tours have resumed after the last couple of years. They have opened things up. Apparently, it'll be a limited reopening. There will be tours in the White House, but it'll be special in the Capitol as well, special limited tours, and I'm going to guess between the lines what I'm seeing here is if you know somebody, you'll get a tour. If you don't, if you call your congressman or representative, I'm going to be in Washington on Tuesday. How about me having a tour of your office in the Capitol? I think that's kind of what... is that too cynical? That sound too cynical?
No, I think that that's how it goes now anyway. Don't you have to call your congressional office to get one of those tours by and large? I think
I don't know.
That's how it goes.
Because I was a big-time radio guy whenever I went to Washington.
Yeah, you had to hang with the little people.
Yeah.
Will Smith.
Yeah, that problem. No.
Too big of a deal.
Yeah, right. Thank you. So the COVID situation also has led us... There's the tumbling dice from the Rolling Stones. The next block of dice has to do with the labor market and how tight it is and how employers have basically across the board revamped the way they do background checks on new employees or prospective employees. So if you're an employer, let's say it's you, Jennifer, at the CRN headquarters in Los Angeles, and you conduct a look at an applicant's background, there was before the average was looking back 7-8 years into an applicant's background. Right now, however, the average is about a year. So this is because of market forces, I guess, and this is what civil rights people have wanted for years. And I guess I wonder why. What is the what is there about civil rights? Is this another one of these Black Lives Matter things? That I mean, a lot of Black people have been in jail for not any good reasons, and maybe that's affected their ability to work. It's sad that everything seems to be black and white, literally and figuratively these days, but is that part of this whole thing, looking for good candidates? If you go back more than a year, is that screening out too many of them? Apparently, that's what the big employers think, because, I mean, in terms like Amazon's a big employer, Walmart is, and they're not looking, you know, if you're breathing, let's go. Here you go. $15 an hour for people to breathe.
I don't know why it's anybody else's business unless the company, especially if it's a big one, should say
anybody else's business
at,
about what, Jen?
Well, how companies screen employees. I mean, there are certain jobs where, if especially if people are handling money, I want to know more about their history than just maybe a year might tell us. You know, mm-hmm. I think there's something to be said for rehabilitation, but there's also something to be said for being smart and not, you know, depending on the level of job. Now, if it's a, you know, if it's someone who's cleaning up aisles at Walmart, does it matter? Do they have an opportunity to take a job and then build up to something else? But I don't know. As someone who has had people steal from my company before, I think it's really important to look at what people's history can be.
So this is just
before
kind
you
of,
bring them in.
Yeah, what the average is, whether they're making a mistake or not.
That has nothing to do with race. Right.
Yeah. Well, but you know what? Everything does. Look at all of this stuff. To go back to the conversation we had when we sort of took our break about Will Smith and the way black people were reacting to the issue versus white people, the division, the kind of ludicrous way. I get that some people are worked up about it, and, you know, but there's two black guys having a fight, so why should there be any mystery there? I remember doing when I was doing the television show at CNBC, one of the people that I remember interviewing was the fellow who was third in charge in Los Angeles, of the Los Angeles Police Department. And he was a black guy, good, wonderful family man. His daughter had been killed by a gang in order for this gang member to move up the ladder. They have to kill somebody related to a high police official. If you can imagine that. This was in the...
Not charming.
When did I do that? Yeah, this was in the... When did I do that show? Like 96, 98, somewhere in there. And this brought around, you know, I was thinking about when I did the research for his interview, how much of black crime was committed by other blacks. And that seemed to always go unreported, that like 94-95% of all the crime that is fostered against black people is by other black people. And why that makes a difference even. I mean, crime is crime. And I look at the way we interpret or how people who are public take this stuff apart. I was noticing that the woman who is a black representative here in the Boston area was all over the place, the local media yesterday, talking about her problems. Why doesn't she have any hair? And she was, you know, equating it. I don't know if this is a bigger problem with black women than men or black women versus white women.
You're talking about alopecia?
But, yeah. Right.
Yeah, I don't. I actually had two friends that had alopecia. One is was Indian, one was white, and both of them had alopecia. It's very scary. Your hair is falling out literally in chunks. You know, it's really disturbing. My cousin's a hairdresser, and she was like on the side of Jada Pinkett Smith immediately because she's like, this is no joke. Like people, so many people deal with this. And, you know, it's especially for women, and forget race, but between the differences between women and men, so many women are just judged by their outward appearance that it becomes more problematic. You can have a bald guy who operates around, and a lot of people just call that bald guy sexy. Women, on the other hand, when they start to lose their hair, that's not quite the same sentiment. And so it is a lot of a woman's identity, for good or for bad, I think, what their hair is like. And so it's a big deal. I do think, though, I didn't know she had alopecia. Chris Rock says he didn't know that she had alopecia. So I don't know if he meant it to be as insensitive as it could have been taken if he didn't know what was going on with her.
Mm-hmm. I think that's it.
And there are a lot of women who do make the choice to shave their hair, whether it's for a role or because they're just tired of having to even do their hair and everything.
And she's always had shorter hair anyway, so he probably just assumed that it was a new style maybe for her, I guess. I don't know.
I think that there's sometimes, I think this is an educational moment. What do they call it? A teachable moment, much as anything else. And it's appropriate to have that knowledge. But is it, I mean, everybody's got a chip on their shoulder. Everybody's got a problem. Everything is, oh, my God, can you imagine this and imagine that? You know, give it a rest, for God's sakes. As much as anything else, it's, I don't know. When I look at this, One of the things that happened as a result of it, I'm chuckling because they're looking at the ratings for the Oscars and
people
how
people actually care again.
Yeah, right. Well, do they care, or was it just after people started on social media saying, "Wow, you wouldn't believe what just happened," and they turn it on? But this was 15 million people watching the Oscars, up from about 10 last year, and this is not much more than a good television show gets. Frankly, you know, it used to be that there were 20 and 30 and 40 million. I remember back not long ago, a couple, 3 or 4 years ago, there was 29, 30 million people that watched the Oscars. But they become so inbred. It's like everything else. There's too much inside stuff. And still this year, even though Coda was a great movie, I'm annoyed. It did get seen in the theaters to a point, but Apple is crowing all over the place. Well, see, here we have already, we've got an Oscar. We're better than everybody else. Don't watch TV anymore. Watch Apple. And Amazon will crow about the same thing, and so will Netflix and all the other things. I think that entertainment is entertainment. Maybe is it an age thing? I prefer watching television to watching the
streaming has allowed there to be streaming. more job opportunities for people.
Yes. Yep, they have a lot of people like J.K., what's his face, is everywhere.
Oh, J.K.,
he has
what's his
work.
Face?
Yeah. No, J.K. Simmons. Yeah.
Simmons, yeah.
He's everywhere because he is aggressive and works, and he's good, so it's good for everybody. 47 half the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Are you over 65 or turning 65? Whether you're new to Medicare or already have a plan, important changes in Medicare take place every year that most Americans miss. Get your Medicare maximized with Chapter, a free service that makes sure you have the right plan now and continued concierge service whenever you need a change. At Chapter, we instantly compare thousands of plans from the most trusted insurers to find our members the best and most affordable plans for them, the right Medicare coverage for you, including plans to cover gaps in Medicare Part A and Part B, important benefits like vision, dental, and prescription coverage that could save you thousands of dollars each year. Maximize your Medicare with Chapter, rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau. The service is free, so call and speak with an advisor. Let us help your next Chapter be the best one yet. Call 800-601-7555, 800-601-7555, 800-601-7555.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. I mean both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Let's get to Tech Talk now at 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug, without Victoria, because she's ill today, so I have Jay Kirshner to fill in. I'm going to do one of these stories, and we'll dig around. There's a story about a fire at an Amazon facility in Alabama that I would like Jay to check into. First, though, we've reached the point in spam evolution. The people are now reporting getting spam texts from their own cell phone. Huh? Wireless customers from several major carriers have reported getting a text, is this you, from their own number. But they're spoofed messages, apparently. The danger of this new level of spam is that when you click onto the contact information of the sender, it takes you to your own contact on your own phone. And frustrating, I guess, as well, when you look at the whole situation, there's no obvious way of reporting the spoof. It's called smishing, apparently. Been on the rise in recent years, but there's something more disconcerting and invasive about this because it's linked to your own number. So how do they do that? That's the question. Where's the call? Calls coming from inside of your own house. Everyone ought to check to ensure their wireless account is secure and that your number has not been hacked. If you have this type of message on your phone, there's no cause really for panic. Just don't click on that link. That's the rule for all of this stuff. You don't recognize what's on your computer, on your phone. Do not click on it. Period. End of story. It's not difficult. Pretty simple. In addition to that, the measures of spam protection that Verizon has and the other carriers have, you can forward these spam texts to SPAM at 7726. So spam, text it to spam. 7726 is the spam number, all right? If you are annoyed by these texts or the calls that we all get, right, you can always file a complaint with the FCC about this stuff. Your own number is being spoofed. It's a sub-issue that they're now looking into. A big volume in this, apparently, the last month or so. Aside from those options, all you can really do is delete the texts and wait for the next scam tactic that seems like it shouldn't be possible, but it is. All right, so there's the latest on the spam text, and you looking at yourself in the mirror. What a weird, crazy world, isn't it? All right, Jay updates us on that big Amazon fire after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so Jay, what's the scoop with this fire? The Amazon facilities that are being built all over the country are huge. And is this something that was just built and they didn't build it right?
Well, so it wasn't exactly a fire. The quote-unquote smoke was later found to be vaporized oil from a malfunctioning compressor. But the real issue is Amazon workers claimed they weren't all properly alerted when they thought smoke was filling the third floor at the Bessemer, Alabama location. Workers on the third floor were told to clock out, go on unpaid voluntary time off, and evacuate, while employees on all of the other floors were allegedly just left to continue working as this unidentified vapor slash what they thought was smoke spread through the facility. And workers say they received no notification from a fire alarm. Managers, through the app that Amazon uses to communicate with its workers, and allegedly only knew to evacuate as more employees got word of the situation. The union says workers have since reported the situation and are, quote-unquote, awaiting further investigation.
Really? Wow. That sounds... I mean, look at this in comparison to, let's say, the car crash in Pennsylvania. Why is this getting so much attention, frankly? It's another... I mean, it's not good for the people that work there, but, you know, it's back to, all right, we better bring the government in because somebody... I mean, I've got no love for Amazon, don't get me wrong. I think they're a bunch of curs. But, you know, do we go to the government for everything? The government. The government is the source of the problem in many circumstances. All right, anyway, so that's that story. Thank you, Jay. Doug here at 59 After on the DJV program.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.